While Northwest Arkansas has been experiencing much cooler temperatures in recent weeks, we've yet to experience any measurable snowfall. Other parts of the country have, and some have gotten a little bit too much. In early October, a blizzard struck western South Dakota. Johnny Gonzalez with the Washington County Extension Office says the blizzard was unexpected and cattle were unable to get to water, so many died of dehydration or the extreme cold. Several ranchers lost much of their herds, and in response, Heifers for South Dakota was formed. The volunteer-driven organization has been working to get donations of live cattle to help ranching families rebuild their herds. Donations have come from places around the country, including Arkansas. Late last month, about 15 cattle were brought to the Benton County Sale Barn in Siloam Springs to help with the donation effort. Cattle were donated from Elkins, Decatur, Springdale, Siloam Springs, and Summers, Arkansas, and Southwest City, Missouri. Johnny Gonzalez helped organize the effort, not in his capacity as a county extension agent, but rather on his own personal time.
I just heard about the terrible happening up in South Dakota like some other people did, and it just kind of wrenches at you if you've taken care of livestock for a while and been out in the snow taking care of them and chopping ice to make sure that they were healthy and everything, and then you hear about something like that happening and know how helpless those people must have felt and how down they probably are.
The Office of South Dakota's State Veterinarian verified the deaths of more than 15,500 animals from the early October blizzard. Nearly 14,000 of those were cattle. While helping with the relief effort, Gonzalez began working with Dr. Dwayne Thomas. Gonzalez says he received donations of cattle simply by sending some emails, placing a small article in the local newspaper, and talking to people he thought would be sympathetic to the South Dakota farmers' plight.
Farmers in general, I think, have pretty high moral standards, and they're pretty much a base of people that wants to have God on their side. And it's like if your neighbor's house burnt down, everyone grabs clothes out of the closet and pans out of the cupboard, and you take over there and you share with them. And that's just kind of how these were livestock people, and that's kind of the thing, the way that I looked at it, that's something that I had to share that I knew they were missing. So it's the same kind of a principle.
After gathering the cattle at the Benton County Sale Barn, Gonzalez planned to haul the animals to Tulsa, where another gentleman was volunteering his time to haul the cattle to Pratt, Kansas. Gonzalez's contact in Kansas was a woman named Sandra Levering, who was also planning on collecting about 15 head of cattle before having the entire load taken to South Dakota. When requesting donations, Gonzalez asked people to give animals that represented the area well, that they were proud to own, and that would be appreciated by the South Dakota farmers. Gonzalez says this donation effort was not to be used as a way to get rid of cattle that have problems. While the donations were appreciated, Gonzalez would have liked to have done more for the South Dakota ranchers.
You know, it would have been nice to have had a full semi-load, but still yet, with the prices they are, that's a good-sized donation, and it's a big donation for someone to donate an animal right now with the prices the way they are.
Gonzalez says the base of these animals are worth about $1,200, and on the upper end, they could be worth $1,800 or more. He says the biggest thing that affects the difference in price is the cattle stage of reproduction. In addition to sorting out the logistics of shipping the cattle north, their health also had to be taken into consideration, and it required a bit of paperwork.
It's real specific now on keeping track of a permanent identification on each animal and where they are going as they move around the country. And this is all part of what makes this a little more complicated right now goes back to the mad cow case that happened a few years back, and then the country of origin labeling. And so now then there are stricter requirements on keeping track of animals as they move around the country, specifically breeding animals. It's not quite as much requirement if the animal's just going to slaughter or going to a feedlot for feeding for slaughter, but animals that are going from one herd to another, there's some stricter requirements now.
That permanent identification is usually in the form of a silver metal tag that contains a distinct number and is attached to a cow's ear. Prior to loading up the donated cattle, at least one red cow needed to be examined by Dr. Dwayne Thomas. The animal was ushered into a large metal contraption that held her in place while the vet examined a swelling on her rear leg. He explained that sometimes that's an indication the animal could have lymphoma or cancer. Following an internal examination, he concluded it was an abscess and she was healthy enough to be transported north. While he did have to fill out paperwork on each cow, Dr. Thomas said the cattle are not all required to undergo a specific test.
One reason is that Arkansas is considered a brucellosis-free state. And there are many states that are that way. But with them being free, then we don't have to pull any blood and run tests or anything like that.
For more information, you can visit helpforsouthdakota.com. This is Ozarks at Large.